This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Okay, what in Hades is Babel X? And why is the FBI using it? Babel X, that sounds like something out of a DC movie.
Batman versus Superman via Babel X. I mean, what the hell is going on here, folks? I got a lot to talk about today. Don't miss today's show. Loaded on a Friday. Protect your data and your online activity. Get a VPN. Stand up to big tech today. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show on this Friday. I've got that. I've got an election update. Carrie Lake is just putting on an absolute clinic on how to deal with the left. Producer Joe, I know we haven't done your Friday, but you saw the video. Is this lady not magic dealing with the media? Just
killer.
A clinic
killer.
On how to deal. She is.
Yeah.
She is just fantastic. I got that and a whole lot more. As I said, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using the internet without it, it's like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station for a snack. You know, most of the time you're probably okay, but if you come back and your car's driving off. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, restaurants, airports, any hacker on that network can gain access to your data. Financial, medical, and personal information. These hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling your information, yours, on the dark web. That's why I use and my family uses ExpressVPN. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It's important. It takes a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. It's super easy to use, folks. All you do is fire up the app, click one button, and you're protected. It's that simple. You can download ExpressVPN on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Routers. You can stay secure on the go. I use it everywhere. It matters. I don't want people spying on what I'm doing online anymore, especially this day and age. Secure your online data today at expressvpn.com/Bongino and get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait another day. All right, Joseph, it is Friday, my friend. So
it's Friday! Yeah! Thank goodness.
Yes, sir. Thank goodness is correct. I love Friday because it's date night with the lovely Paula. If you want to check out my Locals account for my subscribers on Locals, I'm at D Bongino. Paula got a new haircut. We did a little video last night right before I fell asleep at about 8:15. And let us know your input on that. It's kind of come like the Dan Bongino reality show. Gee, you like the Locals post, don't you? He does. He thinks it's like the real Dan Bongino because he knows me as well as anyone. Okay, let's get to the topic here. What in Hades is Babel X and why is the FBI using it? So a whistleblower friend of mine, Kyle Serafin, reached out this morning. He made a post on True Social. He alerted me to about FBI efforts now to interfere in elections yet again. You're like, again? Yes, again. You mean again, 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 again? Yes. Yes, I do. So what is Babel X and why would the FBI be licensing this? Well, let's go right to it. And if you'd like to read this article, it's in my newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. It's an input mag. It's by a guy, Matt Wiley. It says the FBI is investing millions in a social media surveillance software tool. Really? They are? My gosh, Joe, I'm shocked. The FBI is surveilling people's social media? With absolutely zero evidence of criminality at all, I'm color me shocked and astonished. I know, Elizabeth, get him the nitroglycerin pills. Poor guy's dying here, folks. As this article says, jokes about the FBI watching your every move through webcams are about to get a little more real. For real, the FBI. This is from April of 2022, by the way. Signed a $27 million contract to use Babel X. Babel X. What the hell's Babel X? It is an AI-powered software that trolls social media for specific content. It's exactly the kind of surveillance software privacy activists are constantly warning the public about. The contract, which includes 5,000 licenses for Babel X began on March 30th, the Washington Post reports. About $5 million of the FBI's contract will be paid out during the first year of the contract. Wow. So what platforms is the FBI monitoring? Again, tell me how we live in a constitutional republic. Again, I'd love to hear it. You know, if you're not breaking the law and there's not evidence you're breaking the law, what the is the FBI out there patrolling social media for? What are they doing? Now, if they're patrolling for terrorist threats, that's one thing. But for election misinformation and other stuff, that's kind of weird. So what platforms exactly are they looking at? Well, according to this Input Mag story, which is a real eye-opener, Clockwork Orange style, folks. As part of its hunt for the perfect social media surveillance software, the FBI handed out a list of platforms it hopes to watch in real time. Topping the list, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, ScrewTube, LinkedIn, the dark web, VK, and Telegram. That covers a significant amount of internet activity and not just from the U.S. Folks, I don't mean, but if you're not using a VPN at this point, but you're just yeah. taking your internet life in your hands.
Yeah.
The Washington Post says the FBI also listed some platforms it would prefer to monitor, but that weren't strictly necessary, including Reddit, Discord, Snapchat, TikTok, Weibo, 8kun, Gab, and Parler. So they'd like to monitor them as well, just in case any of them got left out. And God forbid you were allowed to speak freely on these platforms without someone with a badge and a gun working on behalf of the deep state government and the liberal party, the liberal movement in the United States, watching you all the time. God forbid that happened. Now, why am I bringing this up today? You know, they have in the business, they call it a news peg. It's very rare in the news business to bring up a story randomly. You want a current news peg, or people say, understandably so, Joe, they say, what the hell are you telling me about this now for?
Right.
That article's from April. Well, one reason is the whistleblower, Kyle, reached out and posted something on True Social about it that I found fascinating. I'll get to that in a second. But this story broke yesterday as well from Red State. Again, in the newsletter, I strongly, strongly encourage you to read this or peruse it. Your choice. Project Veritas reveals leaked FBI elections crime cheat sheet. So there's a cheat sheet now for the FBI to be monitoring you, probably using Babel X, so they can tip off big tech to censor you, to interfere in yet another election again. They note Veritas on Thursday dropped a document leaked from the FBI regarding election crimes. Get a load of this one. It never stops, man. It never stops with this FBI. It needs to be disbanded immediately. And everyone who's left, who's got some fidelity, bravery, and integrity, you can go to other units. The list of potential election crimes in this whistleblower drop, it's a list of potential offenses the FBI will be looking at on social media in the lead up into the midterm elections. Oh, really? The document cites crimes related to campaign finance, election interference, voter and ballot fraud, and others. But most noteworthy, they note, was its reference to misinformation. Oh, here we go, baby. Which the FBI classifies as false or misleading information spread mistakenly or unintentionally. Thank you, Joe. It never ends, folks. So now people with badges and guns are trolling the internet using this Babel X software, social media posting, badge and gun carriers, and the agents on the ground with obvious political bias, many but not all, and some who have it but don't let it interfere with their job, but many do, are now patrolling the internet for your election-related posts, and they get to determine what misinformation is. It's weird how they didn't catch the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, misinformation before that election. Weird how they didn't catch that. Also strange how they failed to catch the Russia collusion hoax before the election when the story was launched in New York Mag. Remember that? It's really strange how they keep missing this stuff when the disinformation would negatively impact their liberal masters. Really, really strange. Now, I was communicating with Kyle this morning, Kyle Serafin, the FBI agent who is a whistleblower. I strongly encourage you again to watch our Rumble video from about 3-4 weeks ago. It's a two-part series with this whistleblower, Kyle Serafin. He's an American hero, where he discloses all of the nonsense that's going on in the FBI, if you want a more broad take on what's happening there, but specifically on this specific topic. He made a True Social post. If you want to follow Kyle Serafin on True Social, I can't recommend it enough. He is at Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Serafin, S-E-R-A-P-H-I-N. Follow him. Every single day, a new bombshell drops on his account. Well, he was discussing yesterday, I was communicating with him this morning, last night, that what's happening now is the FBI wants to monitor what's happening on social media. They want to do it, and they're doing it through what they call this Public Corruption Intel Unit in Washington, D.C. This Public Corruption Intel Unit is then monitoring this stuff for an audience in the field, field agents in the field. Just so you understand, you obviously have D.C. headquarters of the FBI, and then you have field offices around the country, candidly around the world. This Public Corruption Intel Unit is in D.C. They're running this thing. The audience for this information is what they call SOMEX, the social media exploitation teams. These are the teams out in the field of FBI agents that are out there in the audience for all of this stuff that they're monitoring. In other words, go find these people. Go find these election misinformation people who are honestly always going to be conservatives, right? Now, he makes the point. This is where Kyle says, this is the problem with this. I mean, outside of the obvious, the problem with this is there's an obvious constitutional issue here. What the hell is the FBI with their badges and their guns monitoring free speech if they have no evidence of a crime, number one? And secondly, here's the kicker. Kyle says that agents are being TDY'd to San Francisco. You're like, what the hell does that mean? What's TDY and who cares? TDY is temporary duty, right? A TDY in the federal government is a temporary assignment. So let's just say I'm on a campaign detail for someone running for president. Say Ted Cruz announces he's running for president. I get TDY'd there, temporary duty. My base may be the Baltimore field office, but I get temp duty. So some agents are getting TDY'd to San Francisco. What's in San Francisco? What is it? Is it the corn capital of the world? No, it's the tech hub. That's where big tech has all their headquarters, in San Francisco and that area there. So a bunch of agents are getting TDY to San Francisco to liaison with big tech. Is the Public Corruption Intel Unit, the SOMEX teams, what are they doing? Are they trolling social media using Babel X to point out conservative content they don't like around the election and then getting big tech to censor them? Gee, I'd love to know. I would love to know that. You know, one of the best ways to find that out? About Babel X and the FBI watching all of us North Korea style. Kim Jong-un's taking notes right now, Joe. He's like, man, Babel X, are we on that? That's what he's doing right now. We need a church commission. We need a commission when we take back the House and hopefully the Senate. You have 11 days. If you have not registered to vote, please, in the name of God, I am not using his name in vain. Please. I pray to him every night. Please, God, let us save this country. He has blessed this place. I am a follower, a faithful follower of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean it. We have got to save this place. It is not going to save itself. You have got to vote and bring 10 people with you, as many as you can. I can't emphasize this enough. Talk time is over. It's due time now. Because when we take back the House and we take back the Senate, I want to hear about Babel X, the Public Corruption Intel Unit, SOMEX teams, Hunter Biden. I want to hear about all of it. And the only way we're going to do it is through a church commission, a commission up there on the House and the Senate side, bicameral Sunbow, where they get pull up the FBI and they are on the record. And I want to hear about all of this crap. And I think Ron Johnson on the Senate side should lead it. Here's why. Check this out.
That needs to be exposed. I think we're going to have something like a church commission, and maybe a bicameral select committee. I mean, I'd love to help head something like that. But we need to expose the corruption in federal law enforcement. But then also, we need to expose the complicity and corruption of the media as well. And that's very difficult to do because they have all the power. They hold all the cards.
Folks, let me tell you something. Regardless of your personal feelings for Ron Johnson, if you're an independent or a moderate Democrat, if you're a liberal, you just hate him because that's just what you do. I'm going to let you in on a little something. I've known Ron Johnson a long time. When I was a Senate candidate and nobody knew who I was in Maryland over 10 years ago, I think Joe was my only friend back then during the campaign. I met him doing a morning radio show. Yeah, known Joe a long time. Known Joe almost 20% of my life at this point. Wow. So I'm running for office, and Ron Johnson called me in. I got to meet with him, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy, number one. He was new to the Senate as well. I'm just going to tell you this without giving up the details of the meeting. Ron Johnson has been interested in federal and swamp corruption, including federal law enforcement, for a long time. I'm telling you, this isn't new. The reason I say that is if he wins and beats Mandela Barnes, which I, knock on wood, I hope happens, we need this guy. I'm telling you, this is a passion for him. Cleaning up swamp activity in the federal government is a passion of his. This is not new. This is not some he's trying to get reelected, Johnny come lately BS, where he's like, oh, let me just throw out, say, the FBI and I'll get votes. That's not who Ron Johnson is. He'll be on my radio show later, too. He should lead it. Folks, by the way, do you find it a little bit odd that the FBI and George Soros are doing the exact same thing? Oh, my gosh, George Soros. Sounds like, that guy's perfect there. It does. So the FBI is using Babel X to censor people, right? To censor people with big tech. And it looks like George Soros is doing the same thing. Story in the newsletter, if you want to read the whole thing. Newsbusters, Joseph Vasquez. George Soros gave $17.6 million, wow, to a lefty group pushing Facebook and TikTok to censor election disinfo. Sounds like exactly what the FBI's doing. So weird. The group's called Global Witness. And apparently what they do is push Facebook and TikTok to block ads they call disinformation. Basically to manipulate elections and censor conservative content. George Soros' Open Society Foundation gave Global Witness $17.657 million between 2016 and 2020. Isn't that just peachy? FBI, Soros, FBI, Soros. By the way, if you read my book, Follow the Money, get it at the library or borrow it from a friend if you don't want to buy it, I understand. I'm not trying to sell you books. But if you read my book, Follow the Money, I have an extensive chapter on George Soros, Ukraine, and what the FBI and this a female agent was doing over there with Soros and their crew over there. That's certainly an eye-opener, folks, too. The Bureau and Soros and the Open Societies Foundation, their relationship isn't new. This also explains why they're panicked. The libs, I mean, and the media. Why they're panicked about the Elon deal, which closes today. Folks, this is a fantastic day for free speech. By the way, I'm a huge believer in Truth Social. Finally, there's some competition for Twitter, and this is a good thing. But I am very, very happy, and I'm proud of the fact that, one, Elon Musk took over Twitter, and two, that he's committed publicly to the free speech mission. This is a great day for America today. The liberals are panicked about it, however. They're panicked about it because George Soros and the FBI have used the new public square of Twitter and Facebook. The public square, remember, back in, you know, the 1800s, 1700s, if you were running for office or you wanted to get a message out, political message, what did you do? You went to the town square, you stepped up on a soapbox and you screamed it out. If you were lucky, you got a printing press to write about it. You don't need that anymore. You just go to your phone or your computer, you go to Twitter or Facebook or TikTok and you do a quick video. You know, if you have a lot of followers, boom, it's out there. The left salivated over the idea that, my gosh, we can control big tech and social media and censor people in the new town square. This is the greatest thing ever. And they enjoyed nearly a decade of it. Now it's over. Now it's over. So maybe it's time for the non-family friendly double barrel. Here you go, lefties. Shouting fraud's a bad thing. We're going to put that on the shelf for today. I'm just going to enjoy this moment as you all melt down and freak out. Fox News article. Isn't it great? Elon Musk's Twitter takeover makes the left lose it. The left. It's like the gates of hell opened. Little hyperbole. The gates of hell opened. So because Donald Trump may be back on Twitter, right? And other things. People may be able to speak on Twitter. You're all freaked out all of a sudden because free speech bothers you so much. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I saw a great point. Forgive me, I forget who said it. I think it was Greg Price, maybe Greg Price on Twitter. But he brought up a great point. You know who the Krasensteins are? The Krasensteins are these liberal, I think they're brothers. Greg Price made a great point that while the liberals are panicked that Donald Trump may be back on Twitter and others, he's like, did you notice that conservatives are happy because that the Krasensteins may be back on Twitter because they were great to argue with. I don't accept any of this. What about it? What aboutism can be a powerful tool if it's accurate? But I'm not accepting the left's arguments about any of this. We are different. We support free speech. The left supports censorship. That is a period, full stop. I am an equity stakeholder in Rumble. The CEO of Rumble, me and the other equity stakeholders who hold significant amounts of the stock have made clear from day one, we are free speech absolutists within the bounds of the law. Period. You are a liberal. You are welcome on Rumble. Full stop. They are not that way. They are different. They love censorship. There is no equivocation here. There is no, well, kind of sort, none. You guys support censorship. We don't. Here's the New York Times. This is freaking hilarious here. The New York Times is so freaked out. The media, the New York Times, a media outlet, is so freaked out about Elon Musk and free speech on Twitter. An entity protected by the First Amendment, freedom of the press, the New York Times. They wrote a whole piece on all the bad sides of this. I'm going to get to that in a second. They're totally melting down over this. Let me get to this first. Start mail. Start, like start, finish. You think your email's safe? Well, think again. The so-called free email services offered by big tech companies like Google and Yahoo aren't free at all. You pay with your privacy, your product. These companies are creating detailed profiles of your personal lives and making billions by selling your data. This opens you up to intrusive ads, identity theft, spam, and phishing attacks. Even worse, if you use these services, government agencies like the FBI will have access to all your information too. You don't want big tech or law enforcement scanning your emails? Well, I don't either. Especially when you haven't done anything wrong. So ditch the spy mail and feel safe again. Switch to StartMail's private email service. It'll keep your emails safe. We haven't looked back since we started using it. For pennies a day, StartMail keeps my email safe, period. Every email can be encrypted or protected with a password, which means no one can read, scan, analyze, or sell your personal information ever. StartMail, folks. It's the only way to go to keep prying eyeballs off your email. Start protecting your privacy today. Please don't wait. Ditch the spy mail and switch to StartMail. Start with a T, like start, finish. Sign up today for a free 7-day trial and get 50% off your first year. Go to startmail.com/Bongino. That's StartMail with a T. StartMail.com, S-T-A-R-T, startmail.com/Bongino for 50% off your first year. StartMail.com/Bongino. Start today. Pun intended. Definitely.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Here's this New York Times piece. Again, freaking out. And I want you to read between the lines here, folks. What are they really worried about here? First, in case you haven't heard the news, Elon Musk walked into Twitter headquarters Thursday night and promptly fired four top Twitter executives. These were some of the people responsible for running the company that was engaged in full-blown election interference and censorship. Fired the chief financial officer, the chief executive. Sorry, not sorry. See ya. Bye now. Have a nice day. But here's the tell. So the New York Times, that has its own constitutional carve-out, the media, I mean the New York Times specifically, the media, it was specifically carved out freedom of the press and the Bill of Rights. They are weaponizing their own constitutional freedoms, which I support, to attack other people given the freedom to speak. Here's what I mean. Here's part two of this piece in the Times. Notice, read between the lines here what they're freaked out about. They're talking about world leaders being allowed back on. This guy, David Kaye at University of California, Irvine. Again, academics are the biggest censors of all. There could be real world consequences to his leadership, Joe, talking about Elon.
Ooh.
Really? I know. It sounds so perilous. He notes, to the extent that world leaders see that they have this. Wait, before we go on, I'll repeat it. I'll read it again. Who do you think they're talking about there? World leader. Key, you think Trump, maybe? He's like, no, definitely not. No, definitely. They're not talking about it. Yeah, of course they're talking about Trump.
Oh.
He notes, to the extent world leaders see that they have this space and it's unmoderated, they could push to see how far they can go. He's not talking about Hillary Clinton continuing this day to push conspiracy theories about elections and interfere in elections. He's talking about Donald Trump. That's what these people are talking about. It's clear as day. It's clear as day that's what they're referring to. Now, I can't get in David Kaye's head specifically, but I don't know the guy's politics. But the New York Times clearly is using that quote to ding up Donald Trump and kind of threaten Elon Musk. Like, hey, we got freedom of the press, but you shouldn't have any of that stuff. Oh, then they're a platform. Please stop. They're not a platform. Please stop. They've already said publicly they use search features and other things to exert editorial control. Please just stop. It's not true. They're all so panicked, the New York Times. And I want to move on to Carrie Lake. This Carrie Lake video is so good, but I want to just finish it with this. Started with the FBI monitoring people, working with big tech to censor you, interfering in another election. The New York Times is so terrified of Trump being back on Twitter and free speech that not only are they terrified that Twitter's going to open up, they're terrified that even if Twitter didn't open up, that you may be able to go elsewhere for free speech. Red State covers this. Alternative social media sites are terrifying the left, and the New York Times is showing it. Brandon Moore's piece. The New York Times wrote another piece complaining about misinformation. Keep in mind, they're not talking about the nonstop litany of leftist lies by Joe Biden. Gas prices were $5 when I took office. The collusion hoax. They're not talking about any of that. We're talking about any conservative account they don't like. So the New York Times went to Nina Jankowicz. Remember Scary Poppins, the Minister of Truth? Yeah, they went to Scary Poppins and got them to complain in a piece about sites like Rumble and Getter. Folks, they can't stop. Remember, the attitude with them is the beatings will continue until morale improves. They'll say, build your own Twitter, build your own YouTube. Okay, so we did. We built Rumble, which is an enormous, spectacular success, and they don't like that either. This is what happens when you run into a buzzsaw of authoritarianism and totalitarians like these communists, Jankowicz and others. Just horrible, horrible, awful people. We're winning, though, and that's why they're panicking. Chest up. Chin out. This is a good day for America. All right, let's get to an election update. We only got 11 days left. You haven't registered to vote yet? Is this getting annoying, me asking you? If it is, I'm sorry. That's my purpose. Dan, you're supposed to annoy your audience. If it means getting people to vote, I'm sorry. I'm an activist first. Everything else comes second. You have got to vote. No outs. No outs, no excuses. Please. I'm not lecturing anyone. Please vote. If you don't vote, you're going to miss out on candidates like this. Folks, you're looking at the future of the conservative movement right here. Ron DeSantis, Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, J.D. Vance. There are candidates around the country that are just magic right now, that are doing amazing work out there. Here's Carrie Lake running for governor in Arizona. So what happened here, let me give you just the backstory quick. Katie Hobbs, her Democrat, liberal, radical, lunatic opponent for governor in Arizona, something happened at her office, some kind of burglary at her office, which is a shame, shouldn't happen. It's, you know, nothing funny about that. The weird thing is the burglary at her office or the break-in had absolutely nothing to do with politics at all. Apparently, the guy who broke in just needed somewhere to like stay or something. So, of course, Katie Hobbs, who's just a horrible, genuinely awful human being, just terrible. The worst candidate I've seen for a governor in the country is not an incumbent. Gretchen Whitmer is the worst. She proceeded to blame Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake's team was like, that's news to us. Did I break in? Was there a political motive? Because nobody said that. And of course, the media did what? The media, which is supposed to do media-ing and journalists, should have maybe asked about those claims. Hey, is there a political motive here, Ms. Hobbs? No, they just repeated the story. So Carrie Lake decided to do a press conference to address the media on this topic. This is just a clinic on how to deal with liberal activist hack goons in the media. Watch every second of this.
My desperate opponent, who's sinking like a lead weight in water, pulled a stunt and you guys fell for it. She put out a defamatory statement and you all ran with it. You didn't do your journalistic duty. It was malpractice of journalism like I've never seen before. And it was an effort, I believe, to influence this election. Many of you are an arm of the Democrat Party. Many of you are propagandists, and almost all of you should be ashamed. So I want to show you what happened yesterday. My Democrat opponent put out a statement. Where's our board here? Right here. She put out a statement. Actually, can you tilt that this way, Ray Lee? While I'm meeting with police officers and firefighters working to make sure that our state is safe, she's pulling stunts and you guys are falling hook, line, and sinker into it. She puts out a statement about a petty theft that happened at her office. She knew darn well that I had nothing to do with it, so she puts a statement out, and right away, your gatekeepers over at the Arizona Democrat Party jump on it, and they put a statement out, which was the cue to you to go ahead and start running with it. NBC News, an arm of the Democrat Party, was the first to start reporting on it.
NBC News, an arm of the Democrat Party. You're damn right, Carrie Lake. Yeah. Good for you, man.
All right.
Triple this. I tell you what, I don't golden calf anyone, folks. We're all sinners in the end. Me, Carrie Lake, everyone included. But I got to tell you, this is one of the most gifted people in the political space I have seen come along in a long time. Her ability to communicate is par excellence. I'm telling you, you are looking at a political rock star in the making on our side. Understands how to deal with the activist media. As activists, and not the media. I got some more election stories coming up. Let me get to this first. There's an update on Pennsylvania ballots. Keep your eye on your ballot in Pennsylvania. Get out and vote, but if you can, track your ballot, meaning if you voted by mail in Pennsylvania, follow up. You can typically go online. I know down here in Martin County, Florida, where I vote, if you vote by mail, you can track your ballot online. Just make sure it got in there. I'll tell you why coming up in a second. Patriot Mobile, folks. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just check out what Patriot Mobile did in Texas. The left's freaking out about it. Why? Because Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider. They're a force for conservative values. They take a portion of your bill and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even for your business, too. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Dan. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and make a difference tomorrow. Don't wait. Get away from big mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. We appreciate it. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Here's another quick election block update. Folks, Pennsylvania is already making excuses. Election day is not even here yet. This is not an excuse not to vote. Of course not. You've got to get out and vote and bring 10 people with you. However, keep an eye on what's going on over there. If you voted by mail, again, do your best to track the ballot. Post-millennial article. Again, you can read it in the newsletter. Breaking, the acting Pennsylvania Secretary of State, another reason, by the way, we've got to get Secretaries of State in there who know what they're doing, is already warning of delays in counting midterm votes. It's kind of weird because the midterm votes aren't even all in yet, and they're already warning about delays. Keep your eye on it, right? Third, after the Carrie Lake piece for the election update block, Epic Times. Remember that story I told you about the Biden administration that put out an edict via executive order basically to promote access to voting? Let me explain to you just in short, sweet words what this really was. It was a Joe Biden effort to use your taxpayer dollars to get out the vote in Democrat communities, which is so patently against the law that it's stunning even the dopey Biden administration thought they'd get away with this. So the executive order called, again, promoting access to voting. I'm calling it Get Out the Vote for Democrats. Republicans, of course, objected and wanted to know what was going on with this. Well, where were you getting out the vote? Where was the money being spent? Well, Epic Times, DOJ's blocking requests for information on the Biden federal election scheme. You can read the article about this. What are they doing? They're giving up information, folks. It's all redacted. Biden's hiding. What I'm telling you is a get out the vote effort for the Democrats. The good news is us highlighting it, I think, largely stopped it or shut it down for now because they're freaking out about it, the Biden administration. We'll see. And our last last election update here, Democrats are absolutely panicking about the crime issue, folks. Crime is taking over. Crime is the ultimate kitchen table issue. If, God forbid, a crime happens to you, I was a cop, I was an agent, when my house was broken into while I was home. I was home. My house was burglarized. I was upstairs. Woke up in the morning. I saw my door open. I said, did I leave the door open? The door had a spring loading thing on it. Why is my door open? I thought someone was standing there. I went to go get my gun. I had my kid with me. Came back. It was a shoe blocking the door. They took everything. Computers, everything. Stole everything. While we were home sleeping at night. Your life is never the same. I never felt good in that house again. We sold it. I hated that house. Couldn't get out of there fast enough. Bad luck. I'm telling you, something about it was no good. And I got out of there. That happens to you, it is the ultimate kitchen table issue. Folks, the hard reality is, despite Democrats' pathetic attempts to spin, crime and the explosion in crime is largely, not exclusively, but largely a liberal city phenomenon. We have no problems down here in Martin County. We have Sheriff Bill Snyder down here. Don't come here and commit a crime. Trust me, it's a huge mistake. Wouldn't you agree, Guy? We get crime here like anyone else, but I'm telling you, you get caught down here, it's going to be a bad day. This is a liberal city phenomenon. The numbers speak for themselves. The left's freaking out. Enter the New York Times again. What do they got to do? Well, look at this. This is just breaking right now. Nancy Pelosi's husband assaulted during a home intrusion. Awful. Awful. This is just breaking on Fox right now. This is incredible. I mean, again, I wish this guy well. This is not funny time. I can't believe it. This is just horrible. I'm dead serious, folks. Like, you could not have put that chyron up at a more opportune time in this show. Crime is exploding everywhere. The New York Times is panicked about it. They don't want the Republicans to keep talking about it because they know there is an electoral apocalypse coming for them in 11 days. So what's the old liberal media trick when they want to shut you down, Joe? You're a hat tip to great Tom Maher. God rest your soul, man. Racist. Joe used to work with Tom Maher, WCBM, since passed. That was his thing. You're a racist. He'd do it like once a week. That's it. That's all they've got. Here we go. New York Times. I want you to notice, though, how they changed the title of this piece to make it even more racist-y. Here's the first headline. As Republican campaign, this is a Republican's pounce, by the way. As Republican campaigns seize on crime, racism becomes a new battlefront. So apparently this piece implying that Republicans are racist for trying to keep the black community from being mugged and robbed in minority communities and elsewhere, somehow that's magically racist. If you're asking how, though, it's a Jonathan Weissman article in the New York Times, don't bother, you'd have to be a moron. That wasn't racist-y enough for them before the election. They changed the headline to make it sound even more racist-y. Look at this headline here. With ads, imagery, and words, Republicans inject race into campaigns.
Oh, man.
They can't, folks. Two-pager today. They can't stop, baby. They can't stop. They are absolutely married, 100% married to everything that they don't want to hear, either censor it or call it racist. Right, swimming is racist, diving, running, everything's racist to them. That's why nobody cares and everybody just ignores them now. Okay, I want to get to this block yesterday. Got questions, big show today, as you can tell. Folks, can it get worse if you don't get out and vote in 11 days? I'm getting this question a lot. Will it get worse? And the answer is yes. I'm going to power through this, but I'm going to show you a few articles. If you do not vote in 11 days, and you allow the Democrats to maintain control of both or one of the houses of Congress. I'm going to show you just how bad it's going to get. But first, the lies by the Biden administration just continue to pile up. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is a sociopathic liar. I have never seen anything like this in the history of politics. I'm not kidding. All politicians lie. All of them. Every politician lies to you about something. Joe Biden lies to you about everything. There has never been a liar like this man in the White House. Let's go to the tape here. Here is Joe Biden yesterday giving a speech telling you economic growth is up, real wages are up, and basically they've got control of inflation. Folks, none of this is true. Of course, we'll produce the facts afterwards. Check this out.
Economic growth is up. The price of inflation is down. Real incomes are on going are up, and the price of gas is down. Folks, continue to spend, but now a more stable pace than during our rapid recovery last year.
Okay, folks, none of that is true. The only part of that that's even remotely true is that consumer spending measured by GDP went up a little bit in the number that came out yesterday. That's it. Gas prices are up since he took office. Real average hourly earnings are down. Economic growth is nowhere near it should have been after he took over from Trump. He's just making it up. Let's produce the facts here. So I went to Google. Why did I go to Google? Why would you do that to yourself, Dan? Well, signed into an old account, went into Google. So because Google's a left-wing activist group over there. It's not a serious search engine. So I figured, you know, liberals who watch my show wouldn't be able to claim at this point that these are biased search results because I went to, say, some other Brave or whatever. So I went to Google. This is a screenshot of my phone. I don't use a computer. I use my phone. That's me. Typed. Luckily, I spelled it right. Real wages down. This is what came up. I'm not kidding. This is the first thing that came up. So Joe Biden just told you real wages are up. Folks, you guys heard it, right? Like, I'm not making this up.
No, you're good.
Here it is. Thank you. First thing that pops, from September 2021 to September 2022, real average hourly earnings decreased 2.5%, seasonally adjusted. I thought you said they were up. That's Google. That's Google. Well, why would he say that? Because he's a freaking liar and a sociopath. I told you this. He cannot control his lying. Nothing he tells you is true. Nothing. What about his claim that economic growth is up since he took office? Well, I went to the BBC, another left-wing outlet. Fact-checking claims about U.S. economic progress under Biden. This is by the BBC. Under Mr. Biden, the U.S. economies continue to grow this year, but a large part of the recovery happened under former President Trump. If you look at the chart, you'll see Trump with a dramatic rebound in economic growth that declines dramatically when Joe Biden takes office. Okay. What about his claim that inflation is somehow under control? CNBC, left-wing article. I went back to May, so we had a good solid grasp on the numbers before they get readjusted. Inflation barreled ahead at 8.3% April from 1 year ago, remaining near 40-year highs. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing this man tells you is true. Well, he opened his mouth again, decided he was going to start talking about gas prices, this sociopathic, corrupt human being. And he said this big whopper about gas prices. Check this out.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
Okay, $5 when he took office. So we went to left-wing activist site, Snopes, about as radical a far-left site as you can get. Biden falsely claims gas prices were over $5 when he took office. They were not $5. The figure was $2.39 when he took office. He also lied about something else in that speech, where he said the average price of gas was $3.39. Well, that's not true. The national average is $3.82, which is quite different from $3.39. This is Snopes. Snopes. To the left of Vladimir Lenin. The man is incapable of telling you the truth about anything. Well, okay, at least he told us the truth about his past. Did he? Here is another lie about his past. Remember, he finished at the top of his class, 3 degrees, outstanding student, got arrested visiting Mandela, was raised in a Puerto Rican community, met Corn Pop, went to Jewish services on Saturday. Remember all those claims? All lies. All lies. Well, yesterday we found out that he had a varsity spot on the University of Delaware football team that he gave up for his wife. Yeah, none of that's true either. Here, check this out.
You know, I married a beautiful woman from Skaneateles Lake, was at Syracuse. I met her on spring break and fell head over heels in love with her, and gave up a starting job on the football team in Delaware to come up every weekend.
Joe, Guy brings up a good point. He wants verification that this man's name is actually Joe Biden at this point, because so little of what this guy says is ever true. That's a good point, Guy. I want to see a birth certificate at this point. Remember that whole big controversy? Obama, forget Obama. I don't even care about that. I care about Biden's. Okay, here's the facts. Hat tip Zach Parkinson for this. Biden did not have a spot on the varsity team. It was on a freshman team, which had limited contact with the varsity team. Every now and then, the freshman players would help the varsity practice. Even worse, he's lying again about his football tale. Was he a football player? Well, he said he was a letterman at the team. Quote, "We don't have him lettering for freshman football, all varsity," noted the assistant sports director at the University of Delaware. Well, what about he quit the football team where he didn't have a spot and didn't letter because of his wife? Well, turns out that's not true either. He quit the team because his dad told him to quit because his grades sucked. There's Joe Biden for you. Now, we thought it was a good time to re-up this classic. Remember this one? It's a little montage, walk down memory lane. This is when Joe Biden ran for president for the 18th time and was called out by the liberal media again for Joe Biden's lifetime of sociopathic lying. Check this out.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do. The new question stemmed from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like.
Thought you'd enjoy that. Now, folks, vote or things are going to get worse. I just got three quick stories. I'm going to get to this first about how, yes, things will get worse. And I'll get to your questions if you allow this sociopathic liar and his enablers to stay in office and the useful idiots supporting him. Our last sponsor is Birch Gold. Folks, inflation is going mad right now. The stock market's in turmoil. The Fed is going to raise rates again. Democrats are spending more money. The question isn't inflation going to get worse. It's how much worse is it going to get? How are you going to protect your income, protect your money, and protect what's in your wallet? Well, you can do what I do and use Birch Gold, B-A-R-C-H. I'm a multiple-time customer of Birch Gold. You can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. If you're freaked out like me about the economy and the U.S. dollar tanking, then don't wait. Text Dan, D-A-N, my first name, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on securing your savings with gold. I'm a customer. I'm grateful I am. Birch Gold is legit. They've been around for 20 years. They have 5-star reviews and thousands of satisfied customers. Check them out today. Don't wait. Text Dan to 989898. Secure your future with gold. Do it today. Past performance not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Thanks, Birch Gold. Okay. Vote or things will get worse. I will be doing a segment on this on my Fox show tomorrow night, where I'll expand on this more. Please don't miss it. I'm doing my best to get the whistleblower on as well. Unfiltered tomorrow night at 9. Sorry for asking, but please set your DVR if you can't make it. We put a lot of work into the show and we appreciate your support. Things will get worse at the border. Daily Caller exclusive, Jenny Tare. Migrant caravans are preparing to flood the U.S. border ahead of the midterms, a senior Guatemalan official warns. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a question coming up. We'll get to it in the questions, but someone asks, what's going to happen when the Republicans take over Congress and the Senate before they're sworn in that kind of lame duck period? This is what's going to happen. The border is going to get flooded with hundreds of thousands of more people, and Biden's not going to do a damn thing about it. He's going to encourage it. Things will get worse if you don't stop this. Second, insurance rates are about to go through the roof. Axios. A lot of your premiums, ladies and gentlemen, you're paying now were set in 2021 before the inflation crisis got even worse. They weren't factored in. Axios is reporting insurance premiums stayed stable in 2022. The study finds, if you read further in the piece, they say that they're going to spike now that they're going to go, they're trying to like kind of soften the headline, to soften the blow against Biden. If we don't do something now, your insurance premiums, your health insurance are going to go through the roof. Finally, the GDP number that came out yesterday was a disaster. But Dan, we grew at 2.6%. Really? Did you read it? Consumer spending, as I said before, grew a little bit. Government spending grew. How do you determine GDP? C plus G plus I plus X minus M. Consumer spending, government spending, investment, exports minus imports. Now, what grew? Exports grew a little bit. That's going to slow down because of the strong dollar. And government spending. That is not what you want to grow in the GDP number. The Zero Hedge article, look at it. The increase in government spending reflected increases in federal defense spending. Yet, the decrease in housing investment and investment overall in private inventories, this is what happened. Private investment went down. You don't want to grow an economy through government. The GDP number was a disaster. When investment goes down, productivity goes down, which means what? We don't produce stuff. We don't produce stuff. Look at this, NPR. Productivity's down 4.1%, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest decline since 1948. If you're not investing in capital, you're not producing stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I got bad news for you. If you're not producing stuff, you're poor. Stuff is what makes us rich. Stuff. Medicine, food, beverages, water, services. That's what makes us rich. We're not producing it. The number was a disaster. All right. It's time for questions for Dan. Good questions this week. At WW3, I hope not. Hey, Dan, I'm having a hard time finding recommendations for judges, excuse me, in the upcoming election. Where can I go for this information? Good question. Down here by me, there's a Club 45 and other Republican groups. They put out these ballot suggestions. Go to your local Republican club, get on their email list, or just email someone and ask for what they'll call usually a voter guide. And they'll send out suggestions on ballot initiatives and judges. Don't forego those elections. I vote in everything. Vote on everything down the ballot. Everything. Don't wait. Don't leave anything blank. It's a huge mistake. Okay. Hey, Dan, at Rick Ebel. Who do you got in the World Series? I understand you won't be watching, but I'm sure you have an opinion. Go Stros. Rick, I got to be honest with you, brother. I'm just being straight with you. I barely know players on the team. I know Bryce Harper. I know Altuve. That's about it. Verlander. I don't know anything about it. I watched an inning. I think that's it, mistakenly, of the Yankees game. And it was only because it was strolling in the background when I forgot to change the channel and walked inside. I guess the Astros, just a guess, throwing that out there. I'm sorry to offend the Philly fans. I'm speaking out of pure ignorance today. I'm being straight with you. Hey, Dan, Storm Walker 54. What do you expect to happen in the 2 months following the November 8th election after Republicans win the House and Senate? Well, from your mouth to God's ears, let's hope that happens. I just told you. You are going to see a massive amount of executive orders. You're going to see a push, I think, to get more people confirmed. And you are going to see a massive, massive flood at the border of illegals. Wish it weren't the case, but it is. Hey, Dan, regarding Hunter Biden encouraging his dad to run for president, the suggestion from his Chinese Communist Party agent, do you think this could be a game changer? Lexor 55. The only way it'll be a game changer is if we win the House and Senate and get them up on the record, up on Capitol Hill to talk about it. Otherwise, I have very little faith. Unfortunately, it's going to change anything. Andy Prisbiz. Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. Hey, Dan, you say all politicians lie. You've been a political figure running for Congress. Did you lie back then? And if so, what about? No. That's why I lost. No, I'm serious. That's why I lost. He's laughing. I'm dead serious. That's why I lost. I'm just telling you, go back and watch my campaign ads. They're on video platform. I'm the same guy now I was then. Watch it. Go to voters' guides and Ballotpedia. Put in Dan Bongino. The same thing I'm telling you now. That's why I lost. I ran in a D plus six district. I had a bunch of people saying, Dan, just say, you know, abortion isn't a big deal. And, you know, say you're against the Second Amendment. You can win and whatever. No, I didn't lie. All I will say this. I did wear a Baltimore Orioles jersey out in front of Baltimore, the Camden Yards, when I waved to people, you know? Was I really like a huge Baltimore Orioles fan? No, but I like Glenn Davis growing up, the first baseman. So I don't know. Maybe that's you wear a Yankee jersey in front of, while you're running for office in front of Camden Yards, you're probably going to get your ass kicked. So I had to be careful. I didn't want to get anybody hurt. So I didn't lie. And again, that's why I lost.
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. Joe knows. Yeah, of course. Joe was there for the whole thing. Like, he knows the whole, he was there. Joe knew me first. So at New Life Mac 55, Dan, I'm a pastor. And one of my biggest struggles is standing for my people, knowing I have those sitting there who vote Democrat every single time. Do you have a helpful paragraph of insight or wisdom I could give to my church family? Thanks, brother. I sit in church every weekend and I listen to Father Marty, who is always an advocate for liberty and freedom. He passionately speaks about it. And I see some people in the church, honestly, who shake their heads because they're clearly liberal. But all I can tell you is when I ran for office, you know, sometimes you're not speaking to those people who are diehard Democrats. You're speaking to the third party listening. And you've got a lot of third parties listening in church. And the fight matters, not necessarily the result. You're going to be up at the pearly gates and you're going to have to give your resume for freedom and liberty. So when the Almighty asks you what you did, you can say to him, every weekend I spoke out as an advocate for your cause of liberty and freedom. If people respond to it, it's their call. There's nothing you can do about that. You can only control your actions, no one else's. Pawpaw 1012. Hey, Dan, are you worried about people leaving blue states and moving to red states and they're going to vote blue instead of red? Yeah, I'm terrified. I've said often, I wish we had border control at the Florida border to not allow liberals in. But unlike liberals, I believe in, you know, the Constitutional Republic, and you can move where you want. Unfortunately, they do come down here a lot. The good news is in Florida, we've got a lot more conservatives moving in than liberals. So yeah, it terrifies me. Really scares me a lot. They can change the constitution of a place fast. Hey, Dan. Danny Morad M4. You think it'd be possible to see more jujitsu content on Locals and Rumble? Thanks for being our truth teller. Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on diversifying the content and we're doing a good job. We've had some musicians just join Rumble. So we've had a big week. And the great part about Rumble, folks, is every day that passes, the content grows in near geometric fashion. More people load, more people come to see new people, more people load more content who saw new people on Rumble. It's been amazing. So you're very welcome. Is that it? That is it, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. I so deeply appreciate it. Please don't miss my show tomorrow night, Saturday, 9 p.m. on Fox News Unfiltered. I've got a loaded show for you. I'm trying to get that FBI whistleblower back in this story. I hope it works out. Either way, I got a great lineup for you. Check that out. Please subscribe to my podcast. It's free on Apple, Spotify, and Rumble at rumble.com/Bongino. See you on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.